this evening is subdivision 2022-11, Hunter's Creek.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move to defer this one for a little more time to work with council.
Okay.
Can I make a comment on this?
Sure.
I thought it was in the package, although I can't find it now, that a comment from DelDOT was encouraging another entrance off of Hickory Manor. And I'd really like to see that happen. There's opportunity of three different lots there. Probably number 68 would be most ideal. And it shows it going through the open space track that would dump it right back out on Hickory Manor Road. So that would give another entrance. Anybody have any thoughts on that?
Oh, that's good.
I'm always for another entrance. You know that.
Me too.
Okay, that's...
Oh, it's in the works. Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, I move we defer case 2022-11, Hunter's Creek.
A second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2022-11, Hunter's Creek. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2311, Philip Jackson.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2311 for Philip Jackson for tree service based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is a 3.83-acre parcel located on Robinsonville Road. The applicant testified that the use has been occurring on this property for decades without issue. The applicant testified that his neighbors on either side of the property have no objection to the ongoing use as a tree service. The approval of this conditional use will confirm the legality of the existence of the applicant's tree service. Two, there are other small businesses out of this area, including a mechanic and landscaping company. This small business will continue to be consistent with those other uses. Three, the applicant has stated that his business is mostly conducted off-site. This is primarily a location for keeping the applicant's equipment when it's not being used off-site and for storing logs and wood chips until they can be hauled away. Four, there will be no retail sales from the property and the proposed use is limited. With the conditions imposed by the county, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or traffic. Five, this is an agricultural type use and it is consistent with the underlying AR1 zoning of the property. Six, the business provides a service to a wide variety of Sussex County residents, farmers, and businesses. It is a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents, farmers, and businesses of Sussex County. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. And eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, or A, this use shall be limited to a tree service business. No other business shall be conducted from the site and no vehicles associated with any other business shall be parked on the site. B, no retail sales should be conducted from the site. C, no dyeing of mulch or other materials shall occur on the site. D, a small lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 8 square feet per side. E, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, the applicant shall comply with all DelDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. G, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas set aside for the temporary storage of logs, timber, or wood chips. H, failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. And I, the final site plan, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2311, Philip Jackson, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2312, G. Fidel.
Mr. Chairman, Council is going to read a motion into the record for us.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mears. And this is Mr. Mears' motion moving that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2312 for G. Fidel for an office and showroom based upon the record made during the public hearing. And for the following reasons. One, the site has a history of small business uses. It was previously occupied by Shore Electric for the past 15 years and a flower and gift shop prior to that. This use will be consistent with the prior usage of the property. Two, the property is located along Route 113, which is one of the main highways in Sussex County. This location is appropriate for this business use. Three, the applicant has stated that this site will only be for office and showroom purposes. Although the applicant owns and operates a roofing company, all the construction work will occur off-site. for the proposed use will not generate a significant amount of traffic and it will not have any adverse effect on area roadways. 5, the proposed use is very limited in nature and it will not have any adverse impact on neighboring properties of the community. 6, no parties appeared in opposition. And 7, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to use as an office and showroom. B, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. C, the applicant shall comply with any Del Dot entrance and roadway improvement requirements. D, parking areas for all vehicles and equipment shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. E, all dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. F, all security lighting shall be downward directed so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, failure to comply with these conditions may result in revocation of the conditional use approval. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
A second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2312 G. Fidale for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry. Roll call. Yeah. Boy, it's going to take a long time, isn't it? All right. We've heard the motion and the second. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and Chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say no. I already did that once. That's how we voted. Okay, motion's approved 5-0. Thank you. One of these days I'll get the hang of that. Our next item is conditional use number 2313, John Ford.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2313 for John Ford for a real estate office based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. 1, this site is along Savannah Road where a variety of conditional uses have been approved. It is close to Westcott's Corner, where several commercially zoned properties are located. It is within a section of Savannah Road where other professional and medical offices and other small businesses exist. Most of these are located within a structure that has existed for years or they have a residential appearance. This use will be consistent with the way that this area of Savannah Road has developed. 2, the applicant intends to use the former Grange building for a real estate office. 3, this site will only be for sales and office uses and a majority of the real estate work will occur off-site. 4, this small business use within the existing structure will not generate a significant amount of traffic or adversely affect area roadways, neighboring properties, or the community. 6, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. 7, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to use as a real estate office within the existing structure. Any modifications to the floor plan of the existing structure shall be shown on the final site plan. B, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. C, the applicant shall comply with any Del Dot entrance and roadway improvement requirements. D, any security lighting shall be directed downward so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, any dumpster shall be located at the rear of the property and screened from view by neighboring properties and roadways. F, the final site plan shall designate all parking areas and these shall be clearly marked on the site itself. G, the failure to comply with these conditions may result in the revocation of this conditional use approval. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2313, John Ford. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions in the motion.
Ms. Wingate.
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears.
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Next item is a change of zone number 1973, Osprey Point Preserve, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, in reference to change of zone 1973, Osprey Point Preserve, LLC, I'm going to move to defer and throw this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say it's on for discussion.
Throw this in Denerex Court and wait to hear their opinion on the marina, and then we'll rediscuss it because right now a lot bears on that.
Okay.
Yeah, if we can just discuss it for
absolutely
a couple
sure.
of minutes.
Go right ahead. Yeah.
There was a lot of There was testimony about concern for the, you know, the folks in the subdivision having just a lot of outside traffic coming in and the activity that would go into the night on a 7-day-a-week basis. What do you all think about that?
I have concerns about that. I have concerns about the noise, especially for the people who already live there, and especially since all the water.
And the car lights going through.
And the car lights going through, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, the parking, you know, the parking is it meets and exceeds the, you know, the required parking. So I think they're anticipating a lot more than just boat traffic coming up in there.
I think the one neighbor had a valid concern about where the parking lot was located. Mm-hmm. Also, if there are alternatives, you know, commissioners, this is, we need to be very careful with this. We, it is a, it's a change of zone. And we can put conditions.
Because it's part of an RPC, right?
Because it's part of the RPC. So we do have the ability to place conditions, and the question will be, can you condition it enough to make it, you know, so some things you can solve with conditions and some things you can't. So
right.
We're just going to need to think carefully, and I think taking a little more time is a very wise idea. Do we have a clock running?
No, I think what Mr. Mears was saying, though, was because during the hearing, you know, they're in the midst of applying to DENREC for that peer permit.
I mean,
so
that's the first thing, sure.
That, you know, any decision you all take with regard to the marina would be moot if DENREC doesn't approve it. So I think what, Mr. Mears, were you suggesting that we defer and hold the record open for receipt of the DENREC approval on the marina?
And then revisit it and look at other conditions.
Have they, and they have actually already applied.
That paperwork in our packet said
March
2017.
Yeah.
Would that be right? Would it take that long for DENREC?
It can, but they have their own public hearing and review processes that are completely independent of us. To answer Mr. Wheatley's question, the County Council hearing is currently scheduled for September 20th. In light of what I'm hearing now, it may be that we push the County Council hearing further out and renotice.
There's one of two ways. They could certainly do that, which probably makes the most sense, or Council would just hold the record open for receipt of
the
Commission's
recommendation. So.
But if we wanted to, I mean, if, you know, hypothetically, because this isn't RPC, we could say, well, we're okay with a kayak launch, but not a marina. We're okay with, you know, a taco stand that's this big, but not a full-scale.
I think
that
right.
becomes part of the condition process. You would approve it, but one of the conditions would be except for, something. You know, so I think we have some fair amount of latitude because it's an RPC, and I don't think there's any particular time pressure to it, frankly.
I mean, I know the applicant would like to have it done.
It all starts with the marina.
Right.
But as you pointed out, that's exactly. I mean, it lives or dies on the fate of the marina, so we just might as well get that information.
And we've defended the position all along that the time periods don't start to run until the record's closed. If the record's reopened for consideration of the DENREC information, that stays the time frames.
Yeah. So moved.
A second.
Well, let's be clear. So the motion is to defer action, hold the record open for receipt of DENREC's approval on the marina?
Yes, sir.
The information, approval or denial.
Well, that's true. The decision, DENREC's decision on the marina. That's a good point.
That's my motion.
I second it.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1973 Osprey Point Preserve LLC, leaving the record open to receive the decision of DENREC regarding the marina. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen.